Spring has sprung, meaning the clocks go forward by an hour in the early hours of Easter Sunday morning. It's now 5 years since MEPs voted to do away with daylight saving time, yet there's no sign that Ireland or any EU member state is going to end that practice. Our reporter Ciarán Dineen has been asking experts and shoppers on Dublin's Grafton Street if it's time to stop changing the clocks.
I don't like it really, because my baby sleeps like, starts sleeping a little bit chaotic, so yeah, I really don't like it.
Just don't see the point in it. I think it levels out then throughout the year if you just kind of left it away.
I don't want the change of time. I want one time the whole year through. I think it's the best for my biological rhythm.
Don't change anymore. Just leave it put. Don't change the clocks forward, backward. For a couple of days, when you change the hour, it puts you off your game for a couple of days. There's no point to it.
To the annoyance of these shoppers on Grafton Street, the clocks will spring forward by 1 hour on Sunday at 1 a.m. For some parents, the change can be, well, difficult. Here's sleep consultant Lucy Wolfe.
Any change is going to challenge the biological rhythm. So the sleep is deeply influenced by the circadian rhythm. And of course, that is true for children. But it also has such a big impact on children because they have a very high sleep need. And a lot of children up to the age of around 3 also have a daytime sleep need. And they can be quite sensitive to these changes. And it can take time. With most sleep challenges, I try not to stress parents out too much. We have to try and get through it. And some people will be more affected than others. So, for example, I may be meeting parents this week whose sleep has never got back on track since the October time change. But the majority of parents will experience a level of disruption. And then light meals, regularity generally help in the week to 10 days after the time change. We generally see things restoring, getting back on track.
Rosemary Ryan from the Irish Museum of Time in Waterford knows more than most about clocks.
British summertime didn't come in till 1916. It was actually introduced in Canada in 1908, just in Ontario, just as an experiment. But it came in largely because of the war in 1916 to save energy in all over Europe, really.
The museum has around 200 clocks to change, some more than 300 years old. These being very rare clocks, I imagine a lot of care goes into this task.
Yes. I mean, the movements are very delicate. It's all about cogs and hair springs and coils and main springs and every little thing that has its own special name, and pendulums, and they work in different ways. Some are 8-day clocks. That means they work for about a week and then have to be wound. So we keep some of them wound all the time. So you just have to focus and pay attention. But once you know what you're doing, you just have to be that little bit careful with the hands of the clock.
MEPs did vote to get rid of the springtime change 5 years ago. Here's Deirdre Clune, who represents Ireland South.
You know, you're not going to magic an extra hour of daylight, but all the evidence that I looked at and the studies and the hearings that we had pointed to, you know, the extra hour in the evening, it's better for exercise, for children, for people who aren't so young as well, for those that are stuck at home mentally. It's more satisfying them to have longer evenings and more light. As we all know, this time of the year, it's fantastic to see. It comes up all the time. Whatever happened to that proposal? And what happened to the proposal was it was killed at what we call member state level in the council.
Ireland is opposed to ending daylight summertime, due largely to our relationship with our nearest neighbour. John Fitzgerald of the ESRI has researched the impact of changing the clocks.
Many border areas in the world face this, and you get used to it and get on with it. But I think that politically, having been so opposed to any form of physical border in terms of trade on the island, to go ahead and willingly decide to switch to European time and have a time border on the island would weaken the case for the continuing integration of Northern Ireland into the single European market.
Some people do look forward to the time change, like these shoppers.
If they didn't change for the whole year, it'd be darker. So we'd be going around like bats.
going in the night time and coming out with everything dark. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a good thing that's changed. I see. I like the brighter evenings. And the winter, as for the winter, so it's dark at 4 o'clock.
Makes us feel different about going into summer and that kind of thing, and going on your holidays and all that kind of thing. So no, I'm very happy with the change.
Going around like bats with summer just around the corner. Kieran Dineen reporting there.